What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. US of A, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, ow. If it ain't that time, maybe you're listening. The dog just stepped on parts I'd rather not have stepped on while I'm giving an intro.
Ouchie.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it, whether it's you're listening to us on your favorite podcasting application, or as a streaming show on crabdiving.com/live, which streams for you 24/7, or /listen. It's
yes.
Not really live 24/7, but live works. It's the same link.
Right. Link. It's the same link.
It almost leads to the same. It's different links that forward to the same.
Shelby doesn't give a fuck.
Shelby's losing her mind because the intern, the dog, is losing her tiny little brain because there's a filled Kong toy awaiting her.
What's
attack.
In it?
Just some kibble and a couple pieces of
it's the normal
up,
shit you eat all the time.
Broken up
it's,
treat.
It's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
All right, let me give this to her.
Good God.
This will occupy 15 minutes.
Yes.
Here you go, Shelby.
Somebody needs to give Trump a Kong toy. I don't know. You feel what McDonald's and potential victims.
He pushes Stephen Miller around.
Oh, yes. It's my Nazi. Stephen Miller's my Nazi Kong toy.
Join us on social media during the show or anytime at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yes.
Join our Facebook page with all the warm, fuzzy, angry liberals there.
Ooh.
Excuse moi.
Oui, oui.
And, let's see what's going on. I mean, I understand there's a hearing going on.
Oh, yes.
And it's standing in Y, so we have another school shooting.
No, that's true. Yes, yes.
Thanks for joining us on our journey, everyone.
Danke.
Strap in.
Strap it on.
Drinks will be coming as soon as the captain lights the... Or turns
there's a
off
captain?
The seatbelt light.
There's a goddamn captain?
It's the Lord.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Huh?
Which one? Ganesh? That's what I like.
Oh,
isn't
sure.
that the elephant with
that's
15 arms?
Well, that's... Aren't they two separate?
God, I really
doesn't
don't
Vishnu
know.
Vishnu have the
Xenu.
The gazillion of arms? No, Xenu is Scientology.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. But all this other shit
Vishnu
isn't crazy.
Isn't?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And maybe on Friday, on Faithless Friday,
tomorrow.
we do a show once a week dedicated to all the bullshit Sky God crap out in the news. And maybe we should dedicate some time to arguing which religion is the fucking dumbest.
Mm.
I like that.
We did early on. Dedicate a couple of Faithless Fridays to just reading
the Book of Mormon.
Exactly what Mormons believe.
I think that might be it. I mean, talking to rocks in a hat, you got to hand it to that motherfucker. People will do anything to pedophiles will do anything to fuck underage girls, right? I mean, that's the Mormon church. Am I wrong?
It. Yeah, apparently.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Those Catholic priests.
Oh, I forgot about the Catholics. I forgot about those raping motherfuckers.
The Let's see what the headline is over at the Huffington Post, the commie pinko liberal.
If they
HuffPo.
Huff this.
This is the guy that was unqualified. Confirmed for life.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to talk about some judge impeachment, I think. When this whole debacle is over. I think when we find the depths of the corruption and depravity of this administration, including today it's hashtag massacre Mitch.
Oh, okay.
Moscow Mitch, cocaine Mitch, whatever you want to call him.
Massacre Mitch.
Elaine Chao calls him sugar daddy.
Oh, yes.
Actually, it's the other way God around. Damn. She showed up with the gazillions.
Oh, yes. So why did she hook up? Oh, she hooked up with him because he's an important politician with a lovely face.
Senate confirms wildly problematic Trump court pick Stephen Menasche. He's never tried a case. He condemned women's rights. He's condemned diversity. He's refused to answer senators' questions, but the Republicans confirmed him anyway to a lifetime.
Oh my God!
Bench.
There is no fucking reason. Here's the problem. The problem is not getting rid of Trump. Trump will be gotten rid of. I really think so. He'll either be dragged out of that fucking White House. It doesn't matter. He'll go, right? Eventually, he'll go, and he's the obvious bad guy. But the real issue is going to be getting into our government and rooting out these motherfuckers that supported Donald Trump, purging them. How do you get rid of these Trumpsters out of our fucking government? It's going to be a process.
Every Democrat present voted against confirming Menasche.
God.
To a lifetime seat at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Every Republican present except one voted to confirm him.
Yes.
Take a guess at which Republican that was.
Oh, geez. I'm going to say Jim Jordan.
Senators.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm going to go with Roy Moore. Oh, wait, he didn't.
Senators.
Future senators, sorry. I'm going to go with, who do I pick? Oh, I'm going to go with our senator.
I didn't mean to vex you.
Oh, no.
Rubio or Rick Scott?
Oh, no, Rick Scott.
Voted against this judge?
I'm just guessing, yeah. Oh. I have no idea.
Susan Collins of Maine.
Okay.
Who is trying desperately to keep her seat there, even though she knows she's in big troubles.
Yes.
And let's not forget, isn't there a couple million dollars that was raised by a group that said, if you vote for Kavanaugh, we're donating $2 million to whoever runs against you?
Yes, I fucking remember that. Absolutely. Yeah. She's trying to save her ass, right?
I think that's going
to
happen. And yeah, she's not real popular.
Of course not.
Menasche, this is scary, is one of Trump's most controversial picks to date. And there have been some scary ones.
Oh, yes.
Nearly every national civil and women's rights groups opposed him, including the NAACP, the National Organization for Women, the Human Rights Campaign, Muslim advocates, and Planned Parenthood. Democrats questioned his qualifications. He has never tried a case. He has never made oral arguments in court or conducted a deposition.
So what does this motherfucker do? His first day at work is going to be, I imagine, enlightening, I would think.
He said. Doug just
hey,
said,
Shelby, do you want a job? Do you want to be a federal judge for life? I would take her.
Just as qualified, it sounds like.
I mean, really? I mean,
it's only 10 months old, but.
Right, sure. She's going to look weird in a robe.
In his past editorials, Menasche, who is currently Trump's White House legal aide.
Oh, my God. There you go. So how? Oh, so he's going to be real, real fair, real balanced.
He compared race data collection in college admissions to Germany under Hitler.
Oh my God!
Making sure that colleges are diverse.
This is one of these affirmative action guy. He hates affirmative action, right? Sure.
He has denounced women's marches against sexual assault.
Holy shit. Well, you know, some...
He opposes the, quote, radical abortion rights codified in Roe versus Wade.
You know, you just want to sit this guy down and say, hey, don't protest a march protesting sexual assault. Why don't you just be anti-sexual assault like most human beings would be, I would thank God. What the fuck?
He accused the Human Rights Campaign of having, quote, incessantly exploited the slaying of Matthew Shepard for political benefit.
Oh, my God. God. This guy got confirmed?
He also claimed once that a Dartmouth fraternity wasn't being racist at all, Ryan.
Oh.
When it held a ghetto party attended by white students wearing afros and carrying toy guns. Those kids weren't being racist at all, Ryan.
Oh, God. Does he know that Matt Bevin? Matt Bevin will be like, well, you know what? These kids might be able to play chess. I just learned black people could do that. Jesus Christ, there's so much racism.
He's also spread the same Islamophobic jerk-off material that Trump has.
Yay!
That lie about General Pershing executing Muslim prisoners in the Philippines with bullets dipped in pig fat. And Trump loves to talk about that story.
But it's a lie.
It's made up. It didn't happen.
But even if
Trump's like, look, you know, and they stopped. They didn't do that. He left one alive. He left one alive to tell the rest of them.
Who believes that, though? I mean, that really sounds like a bullshit story. All these people believe that. But, you know, even let's say it's real. We shouldn't be proud of that story.
Oh, it's horrific.
I mean, it's a war crime. It's insanity.
During his confirmation hearing last month, he angered both Republican and Democratic senators by refusing to give details about his White House legal work.
No, oh, okay.
He conceded, oh, listen to this notch in his little belt.
Ooh.
He conceded that he worked on immigration policies with senior advisor Stephen Miller.
I mean, didn't Kavanaugh, during his joke of a confirmation hearing, wasn't he questioned about work he did in the White House and, let's just say, the administration... They weren't that forthcoming.
Right.
So now do all our judges, they're just shitty asshole minions from the Trump White House.
Well,
they get appointments.
I seriously think they're going to, some of them have been qualified, but I seriously think we're going to have to watch some of these guys and seriously consider impeachment later, because this guy should not be there by any standard, if he was a Democrat or Republican.
You know, the Democrats need to start doing what Trump does, because Trump will say something like, you know, what if I would make my I'm going to be president for life, just like the guy in China. Right.
Right.
So why don't the Democrats say, why doesn't Elizabeth Warren or some candidate float the idea to say, hey, and when I'm elected, number one, we're reviewing every appointment by Donald Trump. And if they aren't qualified, we are impeaching them. Just see what happens. Just float it. Just like the fascists in the White House do. But that's a reasonable idea. Just gauge the butthurt.
It sounds like a purge also.
I don't know what it... I mean, yeah, it does, but...
Sometimes you need a purge.
Well, I don't know. Well, we're going to have to figure out what the answer is to Donald Trump.
That's why, I mean, keep an eye on him. We need to you know, watch these crazy ones and make sure that...
Well, if they don't deserve to be in there in the first fucking place, right, fuck them. Watch them. No. See, go after all these people.
Oh, boy.
Go after them.
I have to sneeze.
God bless you. Give it up for Sky God and everybody available that helps us sneeze so our eyeballs don't pop out of our skull.
I'm glad you're concerned about me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what else this guy did. He worked with as legal counsel to Betsy DeVos when she was rolling back Title IX protections for survivors of sexual assault on campus.
Was it?
What a hit. What a greatest hit list this guy has. Yeah,
and why would you want to put anybody anywhere associated with DeVos? Isn't she in trouble for, isn't she in contempt or something for not following a court order?
Yeah, another court order.
Yeah, another one.
Here's where we might get this guy. He ignored senators' follow-up questions about his potential role in the White House efforts to cover up evidence of the July 25th phone call Trump and President Zelensky. So this guy might be involved in the cover-up. If we get him for that, he's gone. He's out of the judgeship.
You know what's crazy, dude? I was thinking about this hearing, and I was trying to think, like, to Trumpalos and deplorable dickbags, I guess with half a fucking brain, but are just really fucking racist, will it bother them the way Bill Taylor describes how Trump is putting our national security at risk with this Ukraine call?
The hardcore Trump people? No.
By holding
Bill
up Taylor's military
a,
aid.
Bill Taylor is a deep stater who somehow
I wish he was
miraculously crawled out of the vaginal crevice of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. But doesn't it bother these fuck faces that what if Russia rolls into Ukraine? What if that threatens NATO?
They don't
NATO?
Care.
See NATO is
why do we have to police the world?
Oh, that's right.
Why doesn't everybody else step up?
That's the fucking problem. That's the fucking problem. Donald Trump wants a foreign policy to the highest bidder. He wants to make money. He wants America to turn a fucking profit. I don't understand what that means necessarily. I mean, I think eventually this country and the planet will understand that turning a profit means that we all have air to breathe and some water, maybe, to drink. Because it'll get to that point. But fuck, can't we just keep the world from blowing the fuck up?
So there you go. Congratulations, Second Circuit. You guys are getting quite a wonderful new colleague. Mitch McConnell said, Mr. Menasche won major support from the Judicial Committee on the basis of strong academic and legal qualifications.
Does Mitch the bitch, is Cocaine Mitch, is Putin's bitch, just have an earpiece? In his saggy little fucking ear, Putin's just reading shit for this GOP shill fuck to say to the deplorables. He's just telling him what little is Cocaine Mitch Putin's dick puppet. That's my question.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals is based in New York, where Menasche has support from neither of his home state senators, something that rarely happens and is considered embarrassing.
Not now, though. That's probably a badge of honor.
Oh, yeah.
He's not endorsed by these deep state fucking Democrat senators.
Kirsten Gillibrand said, I don't say this lightly. He's one of the worst judicial nominees to be put forth by President Trump, and I intend to cast a resounding no vote.
That means she's actually read up on the guy. See, if I was her, my problem would be an official. I would be like, no. Fuck that guy. I've heard enough. I don't need to know shit about this guy to say no. But she actually looked into it and is disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington or the HuffPo.
Huff this, baby.
That the Senate confirmed this lunatic, unqualified. Wasn't this the guy that the Bar Association also said was unqualified?
Yes. Absolutely.
Which never happens.
But, like, we're talking about unqualified. Is that going to be the term, the phrase, in the purge of the Trump administration? You just want to purge the White House of everyone unqualified.
Ooh. It's going to take a while.
It really will.
The Drudge Report.
Yes.
Over at the drudgereport.com.
Ooh. Right.
The headline there says, Trump petitions Supremes to shield his tax return.
Oh, of course.
Stop in the name of God.
You know what? Oh, the Supremes.
Songs. Right. I don't know that was their song either.
Who's alive still from the Supremes?
Diana Ross is still alive.
Right.
And one of the other ones is still alive.
But the other one not.
One of the Supremes, I believe, is no longer with us. And
Siri!
Two still are.
Siri! Which Supreme is still alive?
Yeah, that's too creepy.
Never mind.
You gotta turn that shit off.
Yeah.
It says, attorneys for President Donald Trump asked the Supreme Court today to let him keep his tax returns a big old secret.
Why?
Setting up a case that could determine whether any president has blanket criminal immunity while in office. And we're probably going to say the answer is no.
Yeah.
The case marks the first time that Trump's personal financial dealings have made their way to the nation's top court.
Yay!
If the justices agree to consider the case, I'm hoping they don't even dignify it.
Right.
Or, you know, that they pick it up and they pull a Nixon. They vote on it and they vote unanimously against.
Oh, shit. That would be awesome. But why would they do that? Why would there be a unanimous vote against? I mean, isn't this the reason he picked Kavanaugh?
Because, well, yeah. And hopefully this is Kavanaugh's chance to show that he's his own man. and is worried about the Constitution and that no
Ski?
President is king.
What about Ski and Quampy? God, I mean, the thing with these picks that Trump has, and all these dirty, corrupt motherfuckers, they're problematic because they could all be bribed and extorted because they do horrible things that they don't want anybody to fucking know about, right? So probably, I would think, Donald Trump has a manila envelope full of Polaroids of Kavanaugh raping someone, allegedly, or doing something, smoking crack. Who the fuck knows?
Well, where did that $100,000 of debt go?
I don't know.
Miraculously.
Well, maybe he got to put it on another credit card or something. I know, it's laughable, right?
It says the court could also decline to hear the case, effectively requiring the disclosure, so they could do it that way.
But I don't even understand what that means. What do they mean, requiring? Like, the company will have to turn it over?
Yeah, yeah.
So what does the company do? Do they mail it?
They have to send it to Congress.
I just don't.
I think this is the Congress one, or it might be the New York version, or they may be lumping them all together.
Why aren't we thinking?
Because these
like
are different court cases. The Congress is trying to get them, and that's one lawsuit that we found out. I think that one was yesterday or day before that an appeals court said, "Fuck you, Trump! You got to turn over your tax returns."
You turn over,
and that's basically both the arguments they were saying was that, well, you know, the president can't be even investigated.
What would Vladimir Putin do?
Kill people.
Yeah.
Which
I think, I mean, I'm just thinking about Trump and like how he's going to react to all this. And if he's Putin's little dick puppet, then maybe Putin's dick puppet is going to do what Putin wants to do sometimes when it gets crazier.
The Federal Appeals Court ruled earlier this month that the president's accounting firm must turn over 8 years of Trump's corporate and personal tax return. Oh, this is the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So that's that case.
Right.
Cyrus Vance there going after him.
Mm-hmm.
The Jay Sekulow, Trump's crazy cartoonish lunatic.
Oh, yes.
Lawyer, who I thought was or is under investigation for corruption himself for some shenanigans?
Is he really? Jay Sekulow
really
is the right-wing nut job Jesus guy, right?
He's kind of a Jesus lawyer. Yeah, yeah.
Is that where, I wonder if that's where, like, how is Trump paying for this guy? Out of his own pocket? Or
he has to, yeah.
I wonder why did this guy pick a Jesus dude? Are the evangelicals paying for this? Are they paying for Trump? Trump's defense?
There was an article published which alleged that Sekulow, under It's through the ACLJ. That's some nonprofit, I guess.
Yes.
He was the director.
Well, that must have been a creepy fucking...
Of the ACLJ.
ACLJ.
Which I'm trying to read backwards and figure out what...
Catholic League
I think the J is Jewish.
Pedophiles.
Uh-huh. The went to Atlanta Baptist College.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He became converted to Messianic Judaism after encountering Jews for Jesus.
Same girl, same. Meet you, same. Messianic what?
Judaism. Okay, so Jews for Jesus.
Well, okay. I don't know.
It doesn't say here what the fucking ACLJ is. The American Center for Law and... Oh, I thought it was J. I thought J was for Jewish because he was in Jewish organizations. It's a Christian-based law, social advocacy, activism, and watchdog organization.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they're ninnies. He's the chief counsel.
You know, dude...
and director.
For that organization.
Right. In November 2005, Legal Times published an article alleging Sekulo through the ACLJ and a string of interconnected nonprofit and for-profit entities built a financial empire that generates millions of dollars a year to support his lavish lifestyle, complete with multiple homes, chauffeur-driven cars, a private jet that he once used to ferry around Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck. Wait. So while Scalia was a SCOTUS, this Jesus wacko...
Jews for Jesus.
Whatever. It's all the same shit. Sure. It doesn't exist in the sky. Would fly around this SCOTUS.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm sure when this SCOTUS, Scalia, had cases that would come up that would kind of speak to Sekulo, this lunatic... Don't you think Sekulo got a meeting with the guy? I mean, you used my fucking jet, dude.
Might talk to him on the jet.
I think the problem is, this is just a crazy time we're living in because every person in Trump's White House and the cabinet is like a corporate dude, right? And so anytime a corporate guy wants to cheat, they're just going to.
Yes.
And the problem now, they're in government.
That's what makes America great.
Yes. And they're in government now, and so people check on this shit. It's gotta make the smoke come out of their fucking ears, you know?
They say former donors and supporters claim that Sekulo engaged in a pattern of self-dealing to finance his high-flying lifestyle. According to a ranking by the American Institute of Philanthropy, a charity watchdog group, at the time, Sekulo was the 13th highest-paid executive of a charitable organization in the country.
You know what? That's a list you don't want to be on, right? I mean, if you have any kind of humility...
I think you should be, yeah.
I'm the highest paid CEO at a charity in the country. I make...
Yeah, that's not... I don't think that's
it's not a bragging thing. I got a whole case of Tim Tebow helmets.
June of 2017, The Post reported Jay Sekulo's family has been paid millions from the charities they control.
Oh, my...
So it's like Trump.
Fucking guy... Yeah, you know, it's weird. You're reading this shit. I'm like, are you sure you're not reading Paul Manafort's wiki? Because it's the same shit.
Late June of 2017, The Guardian reported documents obtained by them confirmed that millions of donations were steered to Sekulo's family members. Sekulo, quote, approved plans to push poor and jobless people to donate money to his Christian nonprofit, which since 2000 has steered more than $60 million to Sekulo, his family, and their businesses.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck.
Attorneys general in New York and North Carolina opened investigations into Sekulo's group, Christian Advocates Serving Evangelism.
Oh, Jesus.
Case.
How do you fit that on a fucking business card?
For possibly using pressure tactics in telemarketer calls to raise money, which was then misdirected to Sekulo.
Oh, shit.
And his family.
I mean, this is mob shit. Is there like an evangelical mob out there?
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
Sure.
Like, is there any part? I mean, it's got to be ran like organized crime because there's so much money.
All right. It's one of the oldest.
So, like,
what's it selling?
Well, nothing. Right. But there's a great, opportunity of some to, you know, like, let's say, take Pensacola, for instance. In this city, you can't really walk 10 feet without running into a fucking church. So if I put up a Catholic church, West Florida, right? West Pensacola. And I see a construction happening development down the street for another Catholic church. Fuck that, right?
Right.
I'm calling somebody, some guys.
Rub them up.
Yeah. If it's a Catholic church, I don't use that phrase.
Oh. They say the rubbing out.
Maybe
the,
I do.
For the altar boys.
Oh, yes. No, but I hire some guys to beat the shit out of whoever's building that church. That's my territory. Get the fuck out. I get 10% of what all these fuckers make. Not you, motherfucker.
That's how they used to do it.
Unless you want to pay me a tribute, and then my guys will protect you. That's got to be how this Jesus shit works.
So there we go. Trump lawyer, Jay Sekulow.
What a great guy.
Track record behind him.
You know, I'm understanding government. I like a little bit more. Like, I get it. The reason why we vet politicians is so some dickbag in Russia or some fuckface in some, you know, failed state doesn't, try to bribe these people and extort them.
That's that whole emoluments clause. That's kind of the whole point of that part.
Because somebody could say, even if you do something bad. Like, if somebody in the Philippines in the government had a conversation with Trump where he said something inappropriate, what I would do if I was in the Philippines, if I was in that government, I'd say, hey, I need you to make this policy a little bit more friendly to my country, or I'm going to put this call that you had with me in June out there, and I'm going to fuck your life up. That must happen every day with this administration.
I was going to say, that's happening now.
But it must be all the time. That's why it seems like this Ukraine call, I'm like, dude. That's one day. That call was one motherfucking day. You know, didn't the call happened with the Ukraine dude? And I know there was a cover up and the logistics of the call, right? It had to be orchestrated. But the majority of it is that dog is. It's all about me. But like, that's one day. Wasn't that call in June?
Yeah.
God, if we don't believe there is more shit going on that we don't know about, you'd have to be on something. I don't know. Right? There's got to be more shit.
God. The,
Oh, my God.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren has, this is over at the Drudge Report. I'm just scrolling down.
Shit.
Elizabeth Warren. It says war in merch, war on wealthy.
Hell yes.
And apparently you can buy a coffee mug that has big letters. It says billionaire tears. And then at the bottom, it says Warren.
I love it. I love that. The way that's positive for Warren.
Yes.
Listen, all these guys, when rich people get pissed off, it
she's embracing, like, Bloomberg and Mark Cuban, and Bill Gates and all those that are
Twitter,
like,
fuck
Zuckerberg, that are like, well, you know, I don't know if she gets it. All this just the wealth tax thing. She's embracing it. She's like, oh, cry me a river, billionaire. You're the reason. You're one of the reasons.
You are the reason. I don't remember people coming, like, oligarchs coming out after any other candidates. President like this.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Maybe she's a good one, guys. Maybe we should vote for her. If corporate media hates her this fucking much, she must be doing something right.
Those are your headlines.
Yes.
Everybody, very exciting.
And by the way, that's why you should listen to things like the Crab Diving Podcast for all your fucking news. I'm not going to let it.
Some of your fucking.
Whatever. Mind. I'm not going to let somebody tell me Elizabeth Warren is not good for the country because Jeff Bezos thinks so, or Steve fucking Jobs. Wait, Steve Jobs is dead. I'm sorry. Whatever. Right. Pick one. You know, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
And on crab diving, you're not going to hear any Warren bashing. You know, unless she does something totally shitty.
We've got,
bashing.
We're equal opportunity here.
We'll bash all the loons. A lot of bashing.
I've got another story.
Yes.
There's a little bit going on.
Right.
I saw this one before we get into any other, there was a school shooting. I hate to say it. Blah, 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 blah.
What was the gun? We don't know the gun yet. Not that
Let's see. Three dead at a high school shooting. Apparently, it was the 16th birthday of the shooter. Two 14-year-old boys, a 16-year-old girl are dead. Two other students injured after a classmate opened fire at a high school in Southern California. 16-year-old male suspect was taken into custody, is in grave condition from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Oh, my God, man.
I guess there's video of a scene showing the gunman in the quad of Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Yes.
Pulled out a gun from his backpack, so I'm assuming that it was a handgun. Shot five people and then shot himself in the head.
Oh, my God.
Wonder
where he got that fucking gun.
I thought they found him in some nearby house and stuff. See, that's why I just can't watch the coverage. I can't watch the live coverage of shit like this because it's really... I just turn it off and I come back a couple hours later and then I hear what actually happened.
I mean, it's garbage because they know eyeballs will watch that. Like when the planes, I don't know.
Oh God, that plane vanished over.
Well, it happened a few times,
Malaysia
right?
Airline.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When Bobby Kennedy's death was faked, not Bobby Kennedy, which one?
JFK Jr.
JFK Jr. When his death was faked, when he crashed his fucking plane.
According to Q, yes.
Oh, God. You know, I hate that, you know, it was a tragedy. Those people died in that plane. But, man, you motherfuckers out there you rich guys that, like, learn how to fly a plane in a few short lessons at some shitty fucking flight school. Now you want to show off and fly your big dick plane over to Martha's Vineyard to get some pussy or whatever the fuck you're doing. And the weather's not right.
Well,
take a ferry.
Is with him and-
What?
His wife was with him.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Well, I don't know.
The weapon used today was a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol.
Oh, God.
Ooh, 45.
I hate guns and I hate planes.
It's a big old gun.
Well, oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's a big 45.
What do you need that? What do you need a big 45?
God. It was recovered. No more bullets left in it.
Yes.
So I don't know if it doesn't have an extended, it's probably 8 to 10 rounds, I would think, in a 45 cal semi-automatic.
I have no fucking idea.
Without an extended mag?
Jeez. Without what?
Without an extended magazine.
Right. You can get that on Amazon, probably. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't buy guns there. Can you buy guns on Amazon?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I want to say no.
You know, it's weird to me that the reason we have so many handgun deaths in this country, and maybe I'll push back here, I don't know, is because of the NRA.
One could argue that, yes.
I mean, because they're an advocate for gun manufacturers. Not for gun users or owners, but for the manufacturers,
yeah,
right?
They don't give fuck all about they don't care about the gun.
But the crazy thing is, to me, is that the NRA knowingly took in Russian money, washed that shit, and dumped it into Republican ad campaigns on Facebook. And these are the same people that make guns, just contribute to all these gun deaths every year. But yet the NRA still exists.
Sure. Having a rough time of it. But
not if I'm president.
A rougher time of it.
God, fuck that.
So there you go. I mean, you know, we'll see. I'm seeing, you know, gun stuff on Twitter and the same old stuff.
Thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Too soon. Don't politicize this.
That kid killed anyone with a gun.
He was defending himself.
Guns don't kill people.
You know, I hate that, too. They're like, oh, I guess you're going to ban hammers. I guess you're going to buy pots and pans and cars.
Yeah, right.
Well, you drive with a car. You don't shoot people to death with a fucking car, well, right?
Then what is the purpose of a hammer? What is the manufactured purpose of a hammer? To knock in nails.
Right, right.
What is the manufactured purpose of a handgun?
To knock in bullets.
To knock over people.
Right. And it's people. Because I don't know about hunting, but I'm sure nobody's... Is anybody hunting with a 45?
I'm hoping you're not hunting with a handgun.
Like raptors.
What are you bringing down? You got to be pretty close.
Maybe you're all in your Jurassic Park aisle.
45s are known for their stopping power.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're on that island in Jurassic Park, you have to have something that'll bring down a raptor or a Tyrannosaurus or something. You know?
I saw something. God, there's another horrific encounter of
Encounter.
Two black guys driving. They left a store. I don't know if it was a fucking Walmart. You know, just a store.
Yes.
Some rent-a-cop was staring him down the whole time and watching him.
Oh,
some
shit.
Old white guy.
Right.
Big, fat, white cop.
Ooh, yes.
With a gun.
Okay.
Perfect. And apparently they left. He left the store at the same time. They got in their car. He got in his car and followed them. He sat in his car.
Yes.
And was like pulling out a notepad to write something down. And the guy pulled around and said, "What are you doing? You're not getting my license. You're not running my license for anything. We didn't do anything wrong."
Right.
And Joe Fat, old white cop, jumps out of the car and is like, "Stop. You stop right now. You stop." And the citizens were like, "Why? What?
Yes.
You have no reason to pull us over. You're being suspicious. You give me your driver's license right now. You give it to me. You give me your driver's license." And at one point, he literally says, "You don't tell me what to do. I'm police. I can do whatever I want."
Wow. Well,
and the other guys, the passenger is filming him. The passenger is talking back a little bit because he's like, "You know, this is bullshit. You have nothing to pull us over for. You have reasonable suspicion. You're acting suspicious. What?
Well,
suspicious of what?
I'm doing bad shit."
And that doesn't give you any reason in any state, even a stop at ID state. Generic suspicion does not give them the right to demand your identification. There has to be suspicion of a crime.
Yes.
But it goes on and on. And then it turns out that he is an off-duty sheriff.
Oh,
deputy.
My God.
This needs to stop. This shit just needs to fucking stop. So he refuses to identify himself, which is another thing. He won't give him his badge number. He won't give him his name. And he's swearing and yelling, not swearing, but yelling at him. Sticks his head in the car window at one point, and he's like yelling at the passenger, like, you shut up, I'm talking to you.
But like, if you say you're a cop, but you won't tell me your name or your badge number, you won't identify yourself, but you're not really a cop, right? You're just a wacko with a gun.
Well, they say that at one point in the encounter. They're like, and they keep calling him sir, which drives me crazy, but they have to, otherwise he's going to shoot him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
But they're being respectful, and even though they shouldn't have to be. They should be able to say, "Listen, asshole, you have nothing. You have no power over me. Because, first of all, you're an off-duty cop. You should not..." We've said this before. That's it. You punch your card for the day. Your shift is over. You hang your badge up. You hang your fucking gun up.
Right.
Go home.
Yeah, get out of my
Hug
fucking face.
Hug your wife instead of popping her in the face. Try that once.
Yeah. Although, the wife might be like, no, pick up another job. Stay out there, please. It's nicer here without, you know,
this bullshit that cops can be cops 24/7 is bullshit.
Well, I mean, a lot of them think they're God,
right?
You
right.
know, and but God doesn't take any time off.
But there was a thread on Twitter after I saw this video and everything. Anyway, another cop, finally he calls for backup because he's using his This is another thing that's bullshit. Why are we the taxpayers? Now, I know he's getting paid. He's off duty at Walmart or Cunt Mart or wherever the fuck he was.
Why do I have to pay for his radio if he's using it at Cunt Mart?
Well, you know, or exactly. His resources. And why are we then having to deal with his backup situation on stuff that he's freelancing?
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, because if he's there to serve and protect, and we know based on some, I don't know, that the presence of cops don't always mean... Well,
the Supreme Court said they don't have to serve or protect.
Yeah. Oh, they said that.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
Exactly.
I mean, the cops make us safer. I guess that's the question I'm trying to get at. Maybe, sometimes.
So it just led to...
Not all the time.
From earlier this year.
Yes.
About a study that claimed that up to 40% of police officer families experience domestic violence.
Oh, what a shock. What a fucking shock.
Two studies found that at least 40% of police officer families experience domestic violence, in contrast to 10% in the general population. A third study of more experienced and older officers found a rate of 24%, indicating that domestic violence is 2 to 4 times more common among police families than American families in general. What does that tell you about the policing culture in this country?
Well, it tells me that a lot of people would be safer without any of that.
Well,
without
any of that shit. It's befouled from the foundation up, from the training on up, just the whole paradigm of how they view policing, of what policing is in this country.
You know, our fucking society is so fucked up because we wouldn't be having this conversation about cops if iPhones didn't exist. We just wouldn't. If people couldn't carry around phones and actually film, if black people couldn't film,
they've been telling us for decades what's been going on.
What is going on? Because our society wouldn't believe them. Wouldn't believe it. But now it's on camera. Now we believe the camera.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
They can
still not all the
fucking
time.
Somebody out and kill them on camera and still walk.
But we have this thing in this country where things that are so horrible and unimaginable to some people, they just can't ever imagine it being a reality. Like the idea that our cops are so fucking dirty.
Well, and obviously miserable and damaged human beings. And so many of these guys, they're inexplicably, they're plucking them right from the military after they've been walking the streets of Fallujah. And they're like, well, that's perfect. You'll be a perfect cop. I would say 100% the opposite.
You know,
if you were walking the streets of Fallujah, you've got more to prove to me that you're a good cop, because I don't want you treating our citizens like it's a fucking war zone. And that's the way they train cops these days.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a friend who served in the Air Force, and we had this very conversation. He made the point that former military people might be better cops, because when you're in some like high pressure situation, you're sort of trained to deal with that. What is it called? It goes through your body. The
adrenaline.
Adrenaline. You're trained to deal with that burst of adrenaline when something bad happens. And he's like, well, you know, you have better aim with a gun.
Well, part B is one of the problems.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think part of the solution is you look at the Swedes, right? And all the Nordic countries. They these cops that make traffic stops aren't armed.
Well, it's and even the prisons are actually about trying to reform people.
Yes.
But try anything like that in Alabama.
Nobody gives a fuck about
that. Try something like that in Georgia, in Texas.
Well, in Alabama,
there's another guy now that there's exculpatory. I mean, there's evidence that he didn't kill the people that he is, the person that he's accused of killing. Texas is going to kill him probably in 6 days. Despite even Ted Cruz stepping in and saying, you got to take a look at this case, to the governor.
I mean,
but they're so fervent on killing people, especially now he is black.
Yes.
So they're especially turgid and
moist. They
can't
be wrong.
Over him.
They can't be wrong. I think that's part of it.
Which is why the death penalty needs to go.
Yeah.
Pure and simple. It's just barbaric and it needs to go bye-bye.
Right.
So yeah, 40% in that one study, up to maybe 40% of cops. Which tells me they're miserable, damaged people.
Well, yeah.
And it would behoove them to change the culture of policing.
And, you know, and maybe, I mean, there's also studies out there that says being a police isn't the most dangerous job on the fucking planet, right?
Nowhere near.
Yeah. But maybe there is danger there because the training sucks.
Well, yeah, and they're not taught to de-escalate situations.
See, I even think, I agree with you, they're not taught to de-escalate, but I would say that maybe, perhaps, some of them know certain ways to escalate, to get an arrest, to get someone
you
know, make it reasonable for them to search their fucking car.
All these First Amendment audits, it's very seldom the auditor escalating situations. It's always the cops, and it's almost always ego.
Why?
It's
what?
Their ego. They're in the wrong. They have no reason to harass these people. They demand an ID. I'm walking down the street. Show me your ID. What crime do you suspect me of committing? Show me your fucking ID or I'm going to arrest you for failure to identify. Well, failure to identify is a secondary offense. You can't failure to identify without there being a first suspicion of a crime. What crime are you suspecting me of?
You listen to these First Amendment audit things and it's like,
but it's the cops who escalate.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because then they're butthurt. Because then you're not bowing down. Like this guy in the video I saw today. You shut up. I'm police. I could do whatever I want. You're challenging the authority. Respect my authority.
I mean, but these cops do believe they can do whatever they want.
Right, and they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Frequently,
and they fucking can. I mean, it's hard. It would be hard to look through history and say our cops do. It's a true statement. Cops do whatever the fuck they want to do, and they will do whatever the fuck they want to do to you until you hire a lawyer and pay a bunch of fucking fees, and then maybe you can fight back. But until then, you're fucked.
I don't know if I can save this for Faithless Friday. This is pretty big headline news.
Yes.
Okay, I got
it. Okay.
There's two. Oh, so torn. There'll be more tomorrow.
Right. Faithless Friday.
This is you know, former President Carter.
Yes.
Had some issues. He just had another brain surgery.
Right.
To reduce bleeding in the brain after he fell down and broke his hip.
Now, just so we're clear, President Carter, when you say President Carter had some issues, because we talk about Trump all the time, and he has issues too, but it's different. Like, Trump walks around and, like, rapes people and commits felonies and shit like that. President Carter, when you say has issues, it's like health-related shit.
Yes.
Okay. We're just talking about such a different fucking president.
Oh, thanks for tweeting. Marianne says, I remember those podcasts about the Mormon beliefs. They were great. 2015. Oh, maybe.
Holy shit.
Maybe. Quite possibly. Thanks for listening.
Yes. We're going to get Shelby her own pair of magic underwear.
And she quoted you, but bullshit can still stab you in the face. Ryan Pfeiffer, 1113, LOL.
But what?
But bullshit can still stab you in the face.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Marianne. Thanks for tweeting. Tweet us during the show.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I got some DMs and shit about we had another outage here.
Oh, yeah.
Cox Cable.
Cox.
Went moobs up. Last night, I was unable to put the show onto the internets and onto the podcasting world. And
Thank
until
you for
this morning
that,
at like 11 our time. So,
shit.
yesterday's show was way late onto the podcast sphere.
Hey,
not my problem. Okay, not my fault, I mean.
Well, at Elon Musk, I'm sure you listen to Crab Diving on Stitcher, podcasting app, and crabdiving.com. What's up with that, though? Because he just deployed a bunch of satellites in space. That's I forget the name of the project, but it's supposed to provide the whole world with motherfucking Wi-Fi. So what the fuck happened yesterday?
Well, they're not gonna the abide world. By that shit. I don't know. I've had satellite TV, and it's less than optimal.
You know, and then
a flock of fucking geese flies over, and you lose the football game you're watching.
I'm gonna watch it again soon, but God, I got sucked into the most god awful fucking sci-fi show called Mars. Have we talked about this on the podcast yet?
No,
I can talk about this all fucking day. Mars sucks. Fuck Mars. Fuck that fucking planet. If you think, there's water frozen a mile under the surface that we could go get.
Maybe.
Yay. Not only does the atmosphere suck, you can't breathe anything, but according to this shitty movie on Netflix, like the pressure on the planet makes your brain want to fucking explode. What a horrible fucking place.
It's low pressure. It's like being high altitude.
You don't know what it's like, though. I mean, that's the other thing. You go to Mars, you don't know what it's like. You get all fucked up. I'm basing all this on a fucking movie.
Or two.
No. This is, but the point is, in this movie, this shitty movie on Netflix, it's like a serious Christopher Guest mockumentary about going to Mars. So you don't really, it's really horrible because they actually have Elon Musk in this movie playing himself.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I'm like, motherfucker, people are going to think this shit's real because Elon Musk is talking seriously about a movie about a space mission to Mars that never fucking happened.
Strange dude.
I just want to say Elon.
I met him on a movie set one time.
Oh, was he nice?
He was very nice.
All right, well.
But they're an oddness to him.
Oh, I bet. Well, I want to say that I hope this internet that you're bringing to the planet goes off smoother than your first mission to Mars because.
They used his McLaren in the shot, in fact.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Great. McLaren. Was that a tape player?
I don't remember.
Jesus Christ. Remember how much is a McLaren? It's like $2 billion.
A couple hundred grand. I remember it looking like it was a really cool car that I would have really liked to drive.
You know, if you're I am taking bullshit, a knife of bullshit, and I am stabbing our show in the face with bullshit right now. But like
oral, anal.
But if you're how are people astronauts and deal with like all the movies about going in space and shit blowing up? Because that's every movie about space or NASA or anything that happens in space. There's a large part of the movie that really reinforces the idea that humans don't belong in motherfucking space and bad things happen to humans when they go into space.
Well, but
100% of the fucking time.
It's a really boring movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the first hour and a half of 2001 Space Odyssey. Sorry, Kubrick fans. But
you gotta watch, you know, I don't mean to talk about this so much. You gotta watch this movie because there's a speech this astronaut gives these dudes that they go in space and then they got a hyper jump to Mars, however the fuck they do that.
Ooh.
And then right before they go into hypersleep,
that's not accurate. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The captain's like, listen, guys, we're all going to go to sleep.
Why do they need to hypersleep to Mars? I mean, even at the speeds that we can go now, it takes like a couple of years to get there.
I don't know if they were hyper. I mean, they went to sleep and then they were supposed to wake up. Right before re-entry into Mars's atmosphere, and the guy said, listen, if everything goes as, you know, as planned, we'll all wake up in Mars.
Oh, and that never happens.
And then the guy says,
movies.
But probably some of us will die during this expedition, you know? So good luck, and then they go into hypersleep, and they wake up, and the shit hits the fan.
Oh, do all of them wake up, or is there some disaster that
you mean to ruin the movie?
Prevents them from...
Nah, some guy has an issue because he's got to get out of his fucking space chair to fix some circuit that blew, and then his brain gets all fucked up.
Oh.
His brain bleeds out his nose because of the gravitational fuck. I don't know.
But President Jimmy Carter.
By the way, my point was everything in that movie on Mars accounted for in our periodic table.
Speaking of bleeding.
Yes.
You know, he's recently, after he fell the first time.
Yes.
And got stitches in his head. He's 95 years old. He's 95 years old. He went out and was building houses that weekend. Yeah. Those are the pictures we have of him with his face wrapped in bandages with a big giant black eye.
He's an extraordinary man who was a great president and was just fucked by the time he lived in, right?
Yes.
I mean, horrible circumstances. How would you compare Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump?
It's impossible. Well, we know now what actually is going on with Jimmy Carter's black eye from none other than Mark Taylor, our firefighter prophet friend.
Oh, my God.
Who speaks to the Lord directly, the Lord speaks to him directly. He died at one point.
Yes.
Came back to life. After, I don't know, playing bocce ball with the Lord up in heaven. And now he's fleecing Christians out of their money.
You know,
selling books and going on the Jim Baker Show and going on all these shows.
You ever played bocce ball?
I have.
Complicated rules.
Yes.
I don't know. But it's essentially just two balls. You're still in balls.
Here is Mark Taylor.
Yes.
Schooling us on exactly what's going on with Jimmy Carter's black eye.
Okay.
Jimmy Carter, they said he fell. Well, he had a black eye. Well, we all know what the black eye means. You know what I mean?
Well, do share that with those that might not know what that.
Well, I mean, it's a sign of Illuminati, a sign of you know what I mean, of the cabal, their allegiance to it, you know? And so, I mean, somebody else can go into more detail in that than I can. Yeah. But I mean, we all know what that sign means. They said he got it in a fall. Okay, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he did. Jimmy Carter, they said he fell. Well, he had a...
There you go.
Yeah, he sounds like...
I'll give him benefit of the doubt.
Who's that guy? You know what I mean, Vern? What's that guy's name?
Know what I mean, Vern?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's what he sounds like.
Varney, Jim Varney.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Vern Troyer. Okay.
No longer with us.
Yeah, both dead.
Two very different heights.
Yes. Very different actors, wouldn't you say? Very similar talents?
Yes.
Different career, Oscar winners.
Different careers.
Right. Neither has an Oscar.
Correct.
That's a shame.
So Jimmy Carter's black eye, we all know what that means. That's a sign of the Illuminati, you know? We all know what that means. Sign of the Illuminati.
Well, you know, this
But does that mean the Illuminati is punishing him and popped him in the eye?
Or is it a sign? Or is Jimmy Carter part of the Illuminati, had Rosalind pop him in the fucking eye?
There you go.
So that sign can be broadcasted out.
Speaking of domestic violence.
Yes.
So there you go. That's just a quick clip from the firefighter prophet. A little taste of kind of stuff we talk about tomorrow on Faithless Friday.
Yay!
But this story, this is big news.
Yes.
And can't wait until tomorrow.
Right.
One of the people we probably... clips up frequently here on the show. Rick Wiles.
Ooh.
Big honking, swinging Rick Wiles news.
Oh, yeah. Now, he's been really anti-Semitic lately.
He has.
I mean, my God, Rick.
His True News program.
Yes.
Has been out there, oh, my God, since 2013.
Shit, man.
Back when it was just an online radio program. Oh, just like us.
Wow, Rick, we're your contemporaries, I guess, your colleagues in Podcastville, USA. You piece of shit.
Still working on. He apparently had been working on this.
Yes,
but over the years, he repeatedly recounted a vision where he said God told him decades ago that he would be given a national audience just before judgment strikes.
Oh, okay. Before judgment strikes.
All right.
Wow.
Rick Wiles is a little anti-Semitic.
By little, I mean... Yes.
Profoundly.
Yes. He's a big Nazi.
Really doesn't like Jewish people.
He likes to put... whenever he's talking about Jewish people, he always talks about the Lake of Fire, right? In Satanville, USA, whatever the fuck that is. Oh, God.
Well, here's big news from Rick Wiles.
Somebody put some Prozac up this guy's asshole. He needs something.
And the True News Network.
Yes.
YouTube crowd, I'm shaking the dust off my feet. And I'm saying goodbye to you on YouTube. I'm not tolerating
it. We're leaving town?
I'm leaving that town. He said there are towns all over the place. He said, if you go to all those towns, you won't get to all of them before I come back.
Right.
This is the Lord is now telling him, get off YouTube because of all the haters, all the mockery that he receives.
A guy, listen, Rick, you know, first of all, Lord Jesus, whoever the, Jesus isn't God, right? And Rick Wilde, God is Jesus's fucking daddy, right?
I don't know.
So Jesus is fucking daddy.
Isn't it all the same thing? Or is that, I know the, no, Catholics, that's the Catholics have that Trinity thing.
The Catholics are like, people ask him questions about Jesus and all this shit. They're like, don't worry about it. It's all the same thing. I'm going to keep fucking this kid.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Whatever. Essentially. Give me another altar boy. I don't have time to talk about this shit. You're absolved.
Right.
I don't know.
2001 Space Odyssey is a classic and amazing.
Yes.
But by our standards today, sadly, it is now considered, if people watch it now, I think a lot of people would say it's slow moving.
No, they might say that.
But that's the way a lot of...
it's Kubrick, right?
Right.
I mean, and also, too, I think it would hold up.
Groundbreaking.
2001 Space Odyssey holds up. We don't know what happens in space. And a lot of movies focus on the hardware that gets
those
you.
Those monkeys
there.
Could have been dancing around. Who knows what that element was?
That we don't
black
know.
Obelisk. It could have been something that doesn't fit into the periodic table.
You know what happens when you go into space? And I bet you what happens in Mars, and people worry about like, oh, this is a spaceship going to make it. Is a hypersleep chamber going to crack? Are we going to have some kind of fucking fire?
Right.
Are you going to wake up in the middle of nowhere in the hypersleep and everything's on fire or burning? There's all that. But it's the mental shit. You don't know how your brain's going to react. Oh, I'm in between Venus and Mars. I'm on my way to... Wait. It right. goes... I'm on my way to Mars.
Yes.
It goes Earth, Mars. Venus, Earth, Mars.
Mercury. Yeah, Mercury, well, Venus,
I know,
Earth,
I know
Mars.
Mercury. Let's say something fucks up in between. Now you're in the middle of space, in the middle of nowhere. Everybody else on the cruiser's dead.
Right, which is 80% of space movies.
You're going to lose your shit.
Right.
I mean, you could go total.
But the shit you're losing is still all on the periodic table.
Yeah. Even if you're Kanye?
Well, I can't speak for Kanye.
I'm saying to the YouTube crowd, I'm shaking the dust.
I didn't have a point. I'm just saying that people should think about the mental health aspect of space travel. That's my point.
I'm saying to the YouTube crowd, I'm shaking the dust off my feet. And I'm saying goodbye to you on YouTube. I'm not tolerating
it. We're leaving town?
I'm leaving that town.
You know what?
He said there are towns.
Okay. I know we got to get through this clip.
I don't know who this toady is, but Toady's like, The toady, maybe, I don't know if the toady got the memo, but the toady is like, wait, we're leaving town?
It'd be funny if the toady is just like a temp from some office, staffing place. I'm like, what? I'm working for some wacko anti-Semitic Nazi dick. And that,
I thought I was making copies.
Oh, right. Some,
he's got me nodding to him talking about the Jew media.
Dear mom, have you ever heard of Rick Wiles? I work for him now.
I'm leaving that town. He said, there are towns all over the place. He said, if you go to all those towns, you won't get to all of them before I come back.
Right.
So why would I stay in a place? YouTube is a virtual town.
Right.
Why would I stay someplace where I'm not wanted, where I'm not respected, where I'm not appreciated?
Right. Right.
You're an anti-Semitic, right. Racist piece of shit.
You mean you're not wanted, you're not supported, you're not appreciated on the largest platform on the entire fucking planet.
Listen, if you're a white supremacist...
I don't know, may not be accurate. I don't know what's going on in China. But
China.
but it's the biggest one in this country.
I mean, if you're a racist, Nazi, anti-Semitic piece of fuck shit, yeah. You have to understand that a lot of people, most people, aren't going to like that and aren't going to respect it. And you will be marginalized. Isn't that part of the cross
one would
that
hope
Rick Wiles right. has to bear, right, for his anti-Semitism? Don't those people at least understand that they will be shunned?
There's never a moment of, gosh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my beliefs are bad and anti-society and bad for the common good.
But it's a simple thing, though. Can't they say, I believe all this shit, but I know people hate me for it? Can't they at least understand that? But then why the bitching and why the caterwauling?
But he still thinks that him and the people like him should be in dominion over the others that don't like him and disagree with him. And
there is not any evangelical that listens to this show. Thank you for listening. But I apologize for the mental illness that you're caught in. Know that this God shit doesn't exist. And you all need to relax. And don't worry about it. You're not going to hell. You're going to a big pile of mulch when you're dead. You're not going anywhere. You're going to wake up one day. You're not going to wake up. One day you will cease to be an entity, and you will be a big pile of fucking dirt. So relax. There's no fucking Jesus. I'm sorry. That sounds shitty. But that's a good positive message. You don't have to live by this fucked up code in the Bible anymore. There's no God.
What is this?
You can actually go tell your evangelical friends. Hey, I was listening. Okay.
Can you press that button for a second?
I was listening to the Crab Diving podcast, and Pat and Ryan released me from my religious bullshit. I don't have to obey God anymore because it doesn't exist according to them. You're welcome.
I don't know what that is. That was included with the software. I just found it in a obscure folder.
That's some techno, baby.
Here's this one.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Podcast, where we explore chemtrails and chimera.
All the same kind of
this
theme.
This sounds like Art Bell shit.
All the same kind of theme going on there.
Yes. Congratulations to everyone with a Casio.
What was that? Oh, we were playing Rick Wiles, weren't we?
Yeah.
Here is, I have to ask you to press that button again. Thank you.
So I don't, why would I stay in a place, YouTube is a virtual town.
Right.
Why would I stay someplace where I'm not wanted, where I'm not respected? Where I'm not appreciated.
Right. That's a good point.
Jesus wouldn't stay. He would tell his disciples, shake that YouTube dust off your feet and leave.
Right.
So
there's other towns.
There's other towns. So that's what we're going to do. See, I'm called by Almighty God to preach the gospel to those who have ears to hear.
Wait. What if I don't have any ears? What if I lost my ears to some fucked up Reservoir Dog shit?
Respect it. We're the things of the kingdom of God. While people are to people about the things of the kingdom, try to deliver the word of God. Try to talk to people about the things of the kingdom of God. While people are throwing tomatoes and cabbages at you. That's what we have.
It could be quite the distraction.
That.
Oh, yes!
He's asking an awful lot of this yes and buddy.
What is it? What is
that's standing next to him. This guy is used to usually agreeing with him about how evil Jews are.
Right.
And things like that.
Yeah,
and now all of a sudden, he's out of his depth here. He doesn't know what to do.
This guy's like, why am I dusting the dirt off
yes.
my shoes?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're throwing rotten tomatoes and cabbages. Yeah, that would be a distraction. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, it sounds like your sidekick is checking Facebook or something. He doesn't sound engaged.
Where I'm not respected. Where I'm not appreciated. Basically, what we have on YouTube is an unruly mob that throws tomatoes and cabbages. I mean, try to speak. Try to deliver the...
Anyway, there you go. It's the same clip.
Yeah. And that guy's like, oh, I've always thought that cabbages and tomatoes and YouTube. I've had that thought.
So he'll be taking True News off of YouTube at the end of 2019 and right. also ending his nightly television show and turning it back into a half hour radio show available only to subscribers.
Wow. Wow. It seems like something else is at play here. It seems like maybe Rick Wiles is scaling back because he's not making any fucking money. Or maybe he's been kicked off some monetization platform because, I don't know, he does a bunch of anti-Semitic shit.
And he's on Right Wing Watch every other day because of the horrible shit he says.
Yeah.
And he gets mad.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Because their clips of him saying the horrible shit are getting a lot more views than his actual clips of his whole shows.
This outrage people get when you stand up to racism or you call somebody out and they say, oh, you're virtue signaling. I mean, it's insanity.
TrueNews.com. There's an 800 number.
Oh, God.
Vero Beach, Florida.
Right.
Post office box. I'm not making this up. 690069.
Jesus said this often. If you have ears to hear. What does that mean, Doc?
That means everybody.
But what does it mean to have ears to hear?
That means to be receptive to the word.
So there are people who hear God's word, but they really don't hear it.
Right. Yeah, they're not receivers. They're not ready to receive. They're not prepared to receive. They choose not to receive.
They're not spiritual bottoms.
These guys are pitchers. Obviously.
God to preach the gospel to those who have ears to hear. Jesus said this often, if you have ears to hear. What does that mean, Doc?
That means everybody.
But what does it mean to have ears to hear?
That means to be receptive to the word.
He's a doctor.
So there are people who hear God's word, but they really don't hear it.
Right. Yeah, they're not receivers. They're not ready to receive. They're not prepared to receive. They choose not to receive sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes they're not in the mood.
What a bunch of little assholes.
Sometimes they're just not in the mood.
Basically, what we have on YouTube is an unruly mob that throws tomatoes and cabbages. I mean, try to speak, try to deliver the word of God, try to talk to people about the things of the kingdom of God while people are throwing tomatoes and cabbages at you. That's what we have.
Okay. It can be quite the distraction.
That would be quite the distraction.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, fuck him. If you're in this Jesus business and you can't, and your audience is a bunch of people that buy into the fact that if you do X, Y, and Z, you could end up roasting in hell forever, whatever that means.
I thought your job is to convert the masses and bring people to Jesus. He's saying, I'm taking my toys and going home and we're going to have subscription only.
Yeah, because I can't handle the fucking crowd.
Right.
Motherfucker, you're talking to people that already buy in, right?
Is that what you do at comedy shows? You're like,
No.
You guys aren't laughing. I'm leaving.
No, but.
No more comedy for you. And sorry about those that gave the blowjob for the good seats.
God. Oh, yeah, John Christie. The thing that makes me jealous and really angry at these evangelicals is they have a tool in their box that I don't have. I can't tell someone
Jesus
that
is a big tool.
Yes. I can't hit them over the face with Jesus' big tool.
Right.
I can't tell someone that if you don't laugh at my joke, if you don't attend my comedy show, there's a pretty good chance you're going to burn in hell. And that's religion.
Roast eternal fire.
Come to the fucking thing. Put your money in the fucking plate. Listen to what I say or you will burn in hell.
Right.
I wish I had that at my disposal at my shows to get people to listen. I don't. I actually have to think of content that's interesting and compelling out of my own head. I don't have to steal shit from the Bible, you little fucking bitch.
That's what we have.
It could be quite the distraction.
So would Jesus stand there while that was being done to him?
No, he would. At some point, he'd say, that's it. I'm moving to a place that will receive me. Maybe I'll go over to Samaria. Maybe I'll go over to...
listen to this guy. You know, maybe I'll head over to Samaria. I'm thinking about, you know...
The crazy shit, the other layer of craziness of this Rick Wiles shit, I mean, he's in this Jesus business, right? But Rick Wiles has no problem comparing himself to Jesus fucking Christ, which is, I guess, like Elvis, right? He's the biggest fucking thing ever in Jesusville, USA.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Wiles compares what he does to what this bullshit Jesus character did in the Bible, right?
Yes.
I mean, Jesus. Check out the paranads on Rick Wiles, huh?
Well, right. He's got a lot to say.
Shit, man. He thinks he's Jesus.
That's what we have.
It could be quite the distraction.
That's so would Jesus stand there while that was being done to him?
No, he would. At some point, he'd say, that's it. I'm moving to a place that will receive me. Maybe I'll go over to Samaria. Maybe I'll go over to Capernaum. But someplace that will receive the words I'm preaching.
Why did he leave Nazareth?
Because.
I can't help it. This guy, and the only reason I'm saying this, and I am a shithead, I'll say it, I'm a big fucking shithead, is because he's peddling a bunch of, you know, puritanical fucking garbage, but there's something going on with the way he talks. It's kind of strange, right?
Who, Rick Wiles or the toady?
No, the toady.
Oh, yeah. I
don't know what it is.
Maybe I'll go over to Samaria. Maybe I'll go over to Capernaum, but someplace that will receive the words I'm preaching.
Why did he leave Nazareth?
Because they were fighting him. They were resisting him.
And there was no faith found. He could do no miracles in Nazareth because the people had no faith.
Jesus couldn't do miracles.
And he left them.
Hmm.
He left.
Wait, God. Jesus is like Tinkerbell? If you don't have faith, he can't do his magic?
I tell you why.
Tinkerbell can't fly if you don't applaud?
No, he's saying that Jesus was trying to preach his message to a bunch of folks in wherever the fuck he was in Samaria.
But he couldn't do his magic, as they were saying.
Well, I don't understand that.
His miracles, he couldn't do his miracles.
I mean, Jesus has a lot of power, right? So if I'm a stand-up comedian, I have Jesus power and the audience isn't laughing at me, well, I'm shooting lightning bolts into the crowd or I'm giving them cancer or some shit like that. Jesus can't hold an audience, huh? Really?
And you get cancer.
Oh, you could have laughed. You could have laughed at the joke.
Left them in their negativity.
Yes.
They died in their negativity. They went to their grave in their negativity. The Son of God was in their town preaching life to them, and they rejected him.
Wow.
You notice he doesn't say preaching love to them.
Life.
Because that's not what these evangelicals, that's not the Jesus they vibe to, the loving turn the other cheeky Jesus.
You know, I don't mean to stretch out the segment, but
it's far too late.
Who the fuck is that guy? I really want to know who that fuckhead
is. That's Doc. That's his toady.
Where's his qualifications?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
In their town, preaching life to them, and they rejected him.
Wow. I mean, that's powerful.
And they died in their negativity.
Heard Jesus himself.
Yes.
And died in their negativity.
Yes. So if they did it to Jesus, they're going to do it to you and me.
Right.
And so that's you gripers. Listen, you're full of negativity. That's what it is.
The guy who rails against the Jews and the homosexuals.
Yeah.
And the anti-Christians and everyone else. But the old white Christian dudes, we're steeped in negativity.
You know, yeah.
But we're calling him out on his bullshit.
But we are the gripers. And there's a lot to gripe about.
Yeah, they give us a lot of the 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn fucking weekend.
Yes. I don't.
Plenty.
God,
I'm trying to get to a quote. This is longer than I thought, but let's see if it's next.
Crazy.
Otherwise, I'm just going to read it.
You're negative. Your nature is to gripe and complain. And it's ungodly.
Yes.
It's you have an unruly spirit, spiritual rebels. I notice this with social media, that is populated with spiritual rebels who are saying, I won't submit to any man of God.
Right.
No, that's pastor. True. I won't submit to any pastor.
Why are we supposed to
submit?
Excuse me. Why are we supposed to submit to any of you dick cheeses?
Yeah. Well, number one, you're creepy. Nobody wants to submit to you or have any alone time with you.
That says worlds about their authoritarian goose-stepping worldview.
Nice!
You should be submitting
right
to the preachers. Submitting.
Welcome to the
Handmaid's
Tale.
Of God. I should be in charge, he's saying.
But why? Why? Because of all this fucking fiction you're quoting with your little friend? I don't even know where this dot guy is from.
Don't submit to any man of God. They don't have a church pastor. They don't go to church. They don't have a spiritual covering over them. They're spiritual rebels.
Right. They won't even submit to God.
That's right. That's because they're rebels. So where do they get the rebellion from? Who? Who gives them this rebellion?
Well, Satan is the author of rebellion.
Satan. Satan. It's like the church lady. We used to make fun of people like this on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, absolutely. But how do you make fun of this guy?
God, I hope I'm going to give him one more minute.
So, another thing, Doc.
Here it comes.
We have a responsibility to protect the sheep that come to be fed.
This is what I was looking for. This is the quote I was waiting for. Just wait.
These sheep. I got this lamb's a real squirter, man.
And he means breastfed. Man breastfed.
That come to be fed. They don't have a spiritual covering over them. They're spiritual rebels.
Right. They won't even submit to God.
That's right. That's because they're rebels. So where do they get the rebellion from? Who? Who gives them this rebellion?
Well, Satan is the author of rebellion.
So, another thing, Doc, we have a responsibility to protect the sheep that come to be fed. Our average audience every night is about 100,000 people. On a good night, it may be a 250,000.
But
the average is about 100,000.
Oh, my liars. God.
Liars. Bullshit.
100,000, maybe a 250,000 on his True News program.
100,000, maybe a 250,000.
On a good night.
When he says maybe, he's doubling.
Well, he says
his
on a good night,
size.
He says average 100,000 on a good night to a 250,000.
Oh, okay. I would like to see citations, dickhead.
Right.
Out of that 100,000, Doc, I can count on 10% of them.
Maybe 10.
No, it's about 10%.
Right.
That at the end of the month will help us pay our bills. 10%.
Right.
The other 90,000 are not participating. And out of that 90,000, a big group of them are just full-time bellyachers.
Are us playing your stupid show.
So he's making a point that my audience is full of people that just make fun of me.
Right. Apparently 90% of his audience are people that hate him.
Well, Rick.
And watch him ironically.
Rick, now I have to hand it to you. He's demonstrating a level of self-awareness that is rare in your bullshit genre.
He's spinning it.
Is he missing the point?
Of course he's missing the point. He's making it sound noble that he's packing up his little Christo bags and going to hide.
Right.
Who I really need to focus on is the 10% that are saying, Rick, we're with you.
Right.
We're part of this ministry. But we spend so much of our time responding to the 90% who are griping.
Yes.
And so God's been dealing with me about this. Is stop responding to the goats. Look, Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. Jesus did not tell Peter, slop the hogs. He said, feed the sheep.
Right.
What we do on social media every night is slop the hogs.
Well, we should be taking care of the sheep.
We should be. Now, the sheep are there.
God, simple.
But the sheep are overwhelmed by the hogs.
What? Yes.
Now we're gone. Now we're going full farm.
Hey.
Full farm LARPing.
You're gonna get sued by George Orwell, dickhead. I mean, wait. So he's actually making the case that what he's built, he could be, I mean, he might be making money off the fact that that people that hate him click on his shit, right? I mean,
right? He's stupid.
You're a dickhead.
The sheep are there, but the sheep are overwhelmed by the hogs.
Yes.
And that's the other point, that the hogs are biting the sheep.
And stealing their food.
And taking their food from them.
Yeah.
And so what you do in a time like this...
They're stealing their food.
I really want to know what's going on in this other guy's head, the toady, because he
nothing.
Must be...
You should see him. See There's him. Nothing what? Going on
Animals?
Out there.
Is there a picture of him?
I've got the video in front of me. That's Doc. That's Doc. Yeah, that's Doc. That's Rick Wiles. That's Doc.
What?
Here, we got to get through this.
That is load sense.
In a time like this, is that you shut the farm gates and you lock the barn doors.
Right.
And the hogs stay outside and you bring the sheep inside.
There you go.
Great analogy, guys. Real fucking good shit.
Oh,
there.
Man.
I mean, you just
so
made.
We're not going to have Rick Wiles to kick around anymore, y'all.
These guys are so fucking stupid. He is
very
explaining.
Sad,
he's explaining why his product is viable, why he might be making money. He's like, I've got hundreds of thousands of listeners, but I really only have 10,000 that like me.
Right. We invite the haters to download our show.
But why?
Download the fuck out of our show.
But to his crowd, he could say, I have 200,000 people that listen. There's no reason to go into the fact that they're all on Right Wing Watch making fun of me.
Right.
So you use that to build that 10,000, the idiots, the 10,000 idiots that will believe your shit and send you money. I mean, he's.
Well, he's going to try to just milk them even more.
Yeah.
Try to squeeze out more from those tired old dugs.
Right, right. And their dugs are indeed tired.
And old and saggy.
Yes.
And white.
Right.
And anti-Semitic as fuck.
You have anti-Semitic nipples.
You
got Nazi nipples, baby.
We have good news.
Yes.
I guess.
Right.
today, very recently.
Yes.
The Republican Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky.
Oh, shit.
Says he will not contest the result.
Wow.
Showing the Democrat Andy Beshear won the Kentucky governor's race. Bevin made the dramatic announcement just a little while ago.
Yes.
At the state capitol on the same day that the election officials across Kentucky were double checking the vote totals. In other words, he knew where it was going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wanted to try to look like the bigger guy. Well,
So there you go. But
amazing.
Matt Bevin basically conceding.
Matt Bevin shits the bed. Wow.
See you later, asshole.
Go fuck yourself.
Wanted to kick people off of their healthcare.
Oh, yes. And he's racist.
Thousands. And sure. Tens of thousands off of it.
And didn't Matt Bevin want to make the state book of Kentucky the Bible? Or is that the lunatic that ran Tennessee?
Yeah,
or
no,
something
that was
that?
Him. That was him.
What good does that do? I'm going to take away your health care, but I'm going to make our official state book a work of fiction. Similar to Lord of the Rings, but boring.
And well, and he had those like official days of the Bible and stuff and prayer days and crap like that, which shouldn't be happening.
You know, it strikes me that a lot of the Bible is about sheep, animals, farm animals and shit like that. So it makes me
that's what they were. Fucking. I mean, that's what they were doing back then.
You read my mind. I was like, what did these God people do? They're like, well, I've sat around all day. I've made up some bullshit verses for this thing I'm working on called the Bible. Now I'm going to go rape this sheep.
Right.
Be right back. BRB. Go fuck yourself.
These are, Iron Age people who didn't know why the fucking sun went across the sky.
That's true.
So they had to say God did it.
Right. I mean, I can picture Rick Wiles and whatever is the toady fuck that he's working with in what did you wear back in the day when you were a sheep herder in Jesus times? You wore like a frock.
I guess.
A peasant's robe.
What is it?
I don't know.
What do they call it? A Not a confute. No,
a kefefi?
I forget what they call it.
They wore a kefefi.
One of those robes.
They wore a kefefi, and they herd these sheep around, and then they wrote the Bible.
Let all the nethers air out under there.
Yes.
Because it's fucking hot.
And probably engaged in a lot of bestiality. Christianity is born. Yeah. Bam. There you go. Isn't it great?
Goat fuckers.
Oh, yes.
There's a new reporting.
New reporting on crab diving.
There was some weird stuff when Ooh. Lev Parnas,
yes,
one of the famous team of Parnas and Fruman, who are the two Ukrainian bozos,
right.
Shady characters involved in organized crime in Ukraine and Russian organized crime, and right. a big buddy is Rudy Giuliani, and apparently Donald yes. Trump, even though I never met him, I don't know who right. you're talking about.
What are they working on? What's their specialty? Conflict resolution?
It is.
We'll beat the shit out of you.
So one of these dudes, it appears, was carrying, when he was arrested at the airport, as they were fleeing the country.
Okay.
We're not fleeing. We just have one-way tickets out. We just, That does not mean we are fleeing. Well, that's French.
We are fleeing. Au revoir.
So Lev was caught carrying the business card of a Ukrainian prosecutor who had previously met with Giuliani.
Right.
To discuss conspiracy theories that were setting in motion the actions now under investigation. So this prosecutor was inventing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a bad guy.
Right. Are so, these guys all working for Putin these days?
Sure.
Like Parnas and that Firtash guy?
Parnas and Fruman were arrested by plainclothes officers last month as they were boarding a jet to Frankfurt on runway tickets.
Right.
Hours after having lunch with Giuliani at Trump International fucking hotel.
That's normal. That's so fucking normal, guys. Two Russian mobsters who sent dead rats to people that didn't play ball with some sort of bullshit stock market scam they had going on, right? Some right. weird bullshit. For some reason, these guys are on Trump's defense team, right?
Parnas and no, these two are foot soldier toadies. They were out trying to facilitate the getting of the dirt on Biden.
Right. But I for some reason I thought they were, I don't know, included with Giuliani or something. Like they're
trying to get the dirt on Biden.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Trump officially, I mean,
yeah.
He says he doesn't know him, but there's, you know, how many pictures?
Yeah. I mean, especially with that Eric. I mean, God.
So they searched their belongings, and according to the Daily Beast, Parnas was carrying the business card of this prosecutor.
Yes.
It's not clear how he got the card, but Biden or Giuliani had met with this guy, this prosecutor in Paris, to discuss Biden and his son Hunter and the dubious 2016 election interference claims involving Ukraine. You know, they're trying to, this whole goal is to exonerate Putin and say it wasn't Russia that was involved in fucking with our elections. It was really Ukraine, and they were fucking with the election on behalf of Clinton.
Oh, I see. They still want to stick it to Hillary Clinton. 100%. That's the point. God.
Now this, prosecutor.
Yes.
Kolodnitsky.
Nine!
Was
Nit!
Caught on a recording earlier this year trying to influence false testimony.
Yes.
And tipping off targets to impending raids.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
So he's calling bad guys in Ukraine to say, hey, they're coming to get you.
Holy shit.
Marie Yovanovitch, who was forced out as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, had called for Kolodnitsky's removal. Yovanovitch told lawmakers she felt threatened by Trump and his associates, and she'll be testifying tomorrow in front of the impeachment panel.
Yes. Ooh, yes. You know,
we'll get to hear Jim Jordan again.
Oh, shit, yes.
Talking. I don't know how they're going to get. How are they going to go after Yovanovitch?
There is
literally nothing on her. There is nothing.
Well,
on
she's
her.
A woman.
To have warranted the sudden, oh my God, she's not qualified. I'm firing her. Trump says the only reason she was removed is because she objected to Rudy. Well, this illegal bullshit.
What I think will happen when the Republicans try to go after her, they will make it sexist. And it will have some element of misogyny. Because how else have they gone after women that have gone after Trump? Didn't Trump say, who was bleeding from her eyes from wherever?
Megyn Kelly, journalist.
Right. I mean, you know, they're going to go after her for her sex, for her gender.
That's what's going on there.
And I don't mean to compare Yovanovitch to Megyn Kelly from Fox News. That's not my point. It's just she's a woman, and that's how the Shitler administration goes after women. I'm not equating Megyn Kelly with Yovanovitch.
So we found out, I think it was yesterday or day before, that allegedly the acting chief of staff, Mick the Dick Mulvaney.
Oh, shit.
Is telling his buds that Trump won't fire him because he knows too much.
Oh, my God. I know too much.
Well, now, this is from The Guardian.
Yes.
An exclusive from The Guardian.
Oh, fuck.
The headline says, Rudy Giuliani says Trump will stay loyal to him, but jokes that he has, quote, insurance.
Oh, my. So Giuliani might have compromise on Trump.
Of course he does. Giuliani said he's confident the president will remain loyal to him as the impeachment inquiry unfolds.
Yes.
But Giuliani joked that he has good insurance in case Trump did turn on him.
Well, give it up for
yuck,
all these.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Goddamn scumbags.
In an interview with The Guardian, in response to a question about whether he was nervous that Trump might throw him under the bus in the impeachment crisis, Giuliani said with a slight laugh, quote, I'm not, but I do have very, very good insurance. So if he does, all my hospital bills will be paid.
Oh, shit. Did you make up that last part?
No.
Oh, my God.
Giuliani's lawyer, who was on the call also, then interjected, he's joking.
Is that Matt Whitaker, big dick toilet guy?
He's joking.
Oh, my God.
Robert Costello.
Costello. you had to tell someone that Rudy was joking when he said all that crazy shit.
Well, and Rudy's not joking. Rudy knows shit about Trump. Yeah. And he's basically saying, Trump's not going to throw me under the bus. I know too much.
But these guys probably all have dirt on everybody they work with.
I mean, that's how they roll, yeah.
I was about to say that's how you would have to operate in that cesspool, in the swamp.
That's how they roll. They
drain the swamp.
They certainly can't trust each other.
You drained the swamp, and now you filled it with people that work out of
sewage.
Fear. Yeah, yeah. This guy's going to do what I want to do, because I've got a big, thick envelope of him, I don't know, fucking giraffes at a petting zoo. Bunch of pictures of it.
Oh, that's a hell of a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Giraffes.
That's true. That really is. It's like... If you own a petting zoo and you come upon a giraffe, you know it's out of the sales bin. You got goats, you got sheep. Oh, look, a giraffe. There's three legs.
Giuliani says he believed Trump, who he has known for three decades, is a very loyal guy. I acted properly as his lawyer. I did what a good lawyer is supposed to do. I dug up evidence that helped to show the case against him was false. That there was a great deal of collusion going on somewhere else other than Russia.
Oh, my God. Is there any chance Rudy Giuliani was, what's that guy, in Fear and Loathing Las Vegas, a lawyer?
No. That lawyer was fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was much fun.
It was a dangerous fun, yeah.
He
had a machete.
And then they remind us here at The Guardian, the two of Giuliani's business partners.
Yes.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman helped connect Giuliani to powerful Ukrainian prosecutors who claimed to have information about Hunter Biden,
right?
But who actually wanted to use Giuliani's name to benefit their own interests.
Yes. Yeah. And isn't there some...
That's why they keep saying, who's using who in this giant snake's fucking ball?
Who's... Oh, that's so horrible that you said that. There's some show that was on Animal Planet once. It was all about anacondas. And then they had a big snake ball. But the snakes fucking in the river.
Yeah, that's like, what this is like.
So disgusting. You know, I forgot my point. I was thinking about the snakes.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's all right. Giuliani's a scumbag. That's my fucking point, I guess.
Giuliani is a scumbag.
Yeah. But wait. How is Giuliani getting paid again? Like, is Parnas those creepy Russian thugs?
They
pay
him half
Giuliani?
A million or something like that, right? He represents them.
A lot of allegedly. Airports. Yes.
Quite the lawyer he is.
Oh, yeah. Is that a Yoda quote? Quite the lawyer he is.
Quite the shithead he is. Let's see. We've got...
Yes.
Oh, it's getting near that time. We'll be back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll talk
Jeebus.
A little bit more about
Sky God.
Well, those of us that don't want to be Christians.
Right. Or maybe that don't believe in
fucking
this bullshit.
Forced to be in this country.
Yes, yes.
Believe what you want.
Right.
Just keep it out of my face.
Oh, yes.
Don't waggle your Jesus in my face.
Don't fuck my face with bullshit.
Now they're saying that Trump may try to get out of giving his tax returns as a using the Fifth Amendment.
I don't know.
I can't. You not get my tax returns? I'll incriminate myself.
Ah! Wow! But wait. We don't really know his tax returns are there, right? I thought that was a deal.
Mazars or Mazars has them.
I thought there was some sort of deal that they have them, but they're in a vault somewhere. And do they actually have them? Or were they destroyed?
Oh, I don't know. I would think the government has them.
Yeah.
He filed them.
Right.
God, there's a story out from the CNN.
Yes.
That says that Sondland, when he was using, you know, the story that came out yesterday was that phone call that was overheard with Trump asking, what about the investigation? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Well, now they're saying that if this is true, it was almost assuredly intercepted by the Russians.
Yeah, right. Because
using an unsecure phone.
Because that part of the world is wired for sound to the Kremlin, right?
Yes. Gordon Sondland's phone call to Trump from a restaurant in Ukraine.
Yes.
Appears to be a shocking security breach, raising significant counterintelligence concerns.
Oh, shit.
Meanwhile, her emails.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let me have
but
all that's
her
laughable.
Emails.
All of it's laughable.
Unsecure server. She's compromised.
You know who's screaming, but her emails? And rightly so. All of his fucking victims of a shitty sexual assault. My God. Somebody said something really amazing about this, and depressing about the 2016 election. They chose to believe the worst of Hillary and the best of Trump.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It says, if true, this is a former CIA officer who oversaw operations in Europe and Russia.
Yes.
Mark. Really? Polymeropolis, very Greek.
Yes.
Polymer, but though, it's like polymer.
That's how you 3D
like,
print
like in
bullshit.
Science. Polymeropolis.
Yes.
He said, if true, the cell phone call between Ambassador Sondland and President Trump is an egregious violation of traditional counterintelligence practices that all national security officials, to include political appointee ambassadors, are repeatedly made aware of. I cannot remember in my career any time where an ambassador in a high counterintelligence environment like Kiev would have such an unsecure conversation with a sitting president. This should just not happen.
But like our president is rash and he doesn't think he makes emotional decisions. He's twatting all the time. Right. He's calling his shitty racist friends in Mar-a-Lago. He's not thinking about shit like that. He's not considering any of that.
And that's the exact kind of shit that just gets added to the P-tape pile of compromise against Trump. Because now Russia could say, hey, we've got some tapes of you talking to Sondland about, hey, where's my investigation?
We have every transcript of every cell phone call you've ever fucking had. I mean, we don't know what's going on, dude. Maybe Putin's like, if you hand over those fucking tax records, I'm going to release X, Y, and Z. Go ahead. Have a ball.
I really, really want to know what happened in that. I forgot even fucking where they were. But when Putin met Trump for the first time and they met privately and then they came out and Trump looked like he had been passed around like a joint.
Oh, he probably.
Remember how upset and sullen, and his head was down, and he was loping to the stage, and Putin was like, hey, how's it going, everybody? I just fucked the shit out of this guy right here.
I'm getting Hillary Clinton made this point. Why does Russia have this advantage over us with Trump? Why is Russia getting this favor from Donald Trump? There's no reason. There's no reason. What do they have? What can they leverage us with? Their economy's shit.
Right.
Right. I mean, they don't have the resources we do, but yet we're losing to Trump. I mean, to Russia.
Same thing.
Why are they getting? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do they have so much fucking influence?
Another former FBI official said, why is a president talking to an ambassador on a non-encrypted telephone? It's crazy for today's age.
It's not normal.
He said, Ukraine is one of the most open areas for intelligence agencies to work in. There's spooks everywhere.
Oh, my
Everywhere.
God.
Both sides, he says. When I was told, when I was there in 2010, expect that every call will be monitored.
And this, okay, I'm just trying to understand something. This Ukraine shit happened after Trump went in that room with the photographer. Sure, I'm sure he was a photographer.
Oh, with Kislyak and Lavrov,
yeah. So they could suck each other off in private.
Sure.
I wonder if that shit, how do we know that Kislyak didn't say, hey, this is from Vladimir Putin. You keep this little thing on you at all times so we can listen to whatever you fucking do.
Right.
Similar thing happened on an episode, season of 24. Look it up if you want to know what I'm talking about.
All these communications could have been exfiltrated by the Russians very easily, one of these experts says. Fiona Hill,
yes.
Former Russia aide, testified in October that she tried to get Sondland to stop using his personal cell phone. Quote, I mean, some of it was comical, but it was also, for me and others, deeply concerning. I actually went to our intelligence bureau and asked to have a person's name redacted, sit down with him and explain that this was a counterintelligence risk, particularly giving out our personal phone numbers.
I mean, Trump is an amazing example of you can be in charge of a country with all these resources. All these like security protocols, all this other shit. But if you're a big enough dumbass, you can give away the whole store to some shit country like Russia.
And but her emails. I just keep going
back to this. It's fucking
Here
nuts.
Are these assholes. Just Kushner, Wilbur Ross.
Slumlords.
Who are these? Pruitt. All these assholes have been caught using personal emails that are unsecured for government business. Both Jared and Ivanka, all of them have been caught doing that, and nobody cares.
Because
not one Republican cares.
Dude.
Yet they are still going after Hillary's emails. Bill Barr is opening that investigation into the investigation of Hillary's emails.
In the 850 in Matt District, in Matt Gaetz's first district.
Our area code here in the Panhandle.
Yes. There's no fucking way you can say any of that to a lot of these fucks. They'll say, I don't follow the news anymore. It's depressing. Why is it depressing? Because your racist demigod is getting fucked. You don't like it anymore. I mean, it's just not fair. It's not fair that the racists get to elect some fuckhead, and then when it comes out, all the bad shit that he does, they just disavow it. Like they don't have any responsibility. Fuck them. Oh fuck.
Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application. Not iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. Not iTunes. I fucked up.
But Stitcher and Spotify for sure.
Sure.
Please clap.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. His Facebook is Radar Comedy. Go to his website. For his full schedule, go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Fuck Mars.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look. You wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.